Are we convinced that the powderized vegetable packets have vegetables in them? This is something that's been on my mind recently. No breaks with Jamie Erdahl. I don't know if it's because of the amount of Halloween candy I've been consuming or because the guilt pathway that I currently uphold for my kids and whether or not they consume vegetables is strong and fierce. But you know the kind. You shake it into the water and you shake up the water bottle and you're like, this has 2,700 different kind of vegetables in it. And you're like, I didn't know there were that many Chris Summers. No breaks with Jamie Erdahl. You know what I mean?
Erdy,
Did
what's up, you beautician?
I just get a hockey nickname?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do. I'm so happy you brought that up. What an intro, too. That's out of the blue. Yeah, I agree. Is it actually that good?
this is how I've my new practice on no breaks is that even if it's by myself or if it's with people, I try to say like the most random thought that's been bopping around in my brain. Doing like the Pac-Man in my brain. And whether or not it's something that we cover or if it just gets left alone. For example, last week when I had Giselle on, I think I started the show with, I think I have a problem, and they're called the breakfast burritos at work. And then we had a good chat about breakfast burritos for like the first 5 minute. I 5 minutes. I think you've had my breakfast burritos at work.
I've had your breakfast burritos at work.
They're life-changing, are they not?
They're pretty spectacular. I don't
That's
know
what
what
I'm
kind of
talking
cheese
about.
they decided to use in that. I feel like the cheese is kind of everything. Eggs are going to be run of the mill. Potatoes can spice them up a little bit. Meat can have it be a factor. What kind of cheese are you rocking with in that burrito?
We need to
And
know
if you
the
tell me no
answer.
cheese, don't get a burrito.
Yeah, I think it's between the breakfast burritos and the frequency of Halloween candy that my brain has gone to powdered vegetables in a packet. And it's highly publicized on the social medias and always like the most healthy, beautiful people with the clearest skin are like the brand ambassadors that they pick. And I just need to know if it's for real or not because I'm quite close to engaging in it.
I just don't like being subscribed to that stuff. I think one of the companies you have to be subscribed. They send you monthly packets.
You have to
What if
sign
you
up for
don't
six
use them? What if
months.
you go through them faster? I guarantee my kids are going to steal one or two of them. Then I'm out of routine. Then it doesn't have its full effect. I
So
don't,
not
I'm not
only
convinced.
is it like the
Or just eat real
grown-up
vegetables.
form where you, well, that would obviously be the solution, dude. But like, and I'm, and in my grown-up form, here's the thing, here's where it's getting me, is it's not the ones you see all the time for where you put it in water bottles. Like, I don't struggle to consume the vegetables. I do like the vegetables. I'm struggling with my kids eating the vegetables, which is a tale as old as time. Don't roll your eyes at that. It's a real struggle that people, deal with. I'm really certain that the cucumber is consumed so often in my house that is that even a vegetable because of the willingness that they would eat it. But now there's these packets of things that you can like put into like let's say they love ketchup and it like dissolves into the ketchup and now they're claiming that vegetables are in that. So is this all just vegetable propaganda?
I don't know. First of all, is a cucumber a vegetable or a fruit?
This is why
I'm
we're on
going
this
strong
show.
with, hold on, I'm going strong with fruit because we just had this conversation at the dinner table, mind you. Is a pumpkin considered a vegetable or a fruit?
That's a fruit.
A pumpkin.
Yeah. Isn't it?
You say like I was supposed to, that's what
If
how
you
I would
had the
assume.
conversation at the dinner table, are you not? It's supposed to, you're supposed to know the answer.
We
Is
didn't,
it?
no, we didn't. There was no way for us to find out. Nobody had a phone. There was no Alexis plugged in.
Wow.
Nobody had a computer.
Botanic,
We
God, I
were.
really don't like you right now. We're 5 minutes into this thing. Botanically, a cucumber is a fruit. Ugh.
Nailed it.
That's even worse, dude. Because it
Isn't,
develops
hold
from a
on.
flower and contains seeds.
Oh, see, I thought it had to do with the number of seeds. Every time I'm
Whoa.
trying to figure out if it's a fruit or vegetable, I'm always like, how many seeds? And can you eat them? I don't know if
However,
that's
from
even a
a
thing.
culinary perspective, it is considered a vegetable due to its savory flavor. That's not important to me. I don't care about the flavor. I care about the
Correct.
nutritional value. Hang on, stand by. Pumpkin searching. Pumpkin fruit or vegetable. Pumpkin's also a fruit. Botanically, didn't know that was a word. Botanically, a
Boom.
pumpkin is a fruit because it develops from a flower and contains seeds. So there's your differentiating factor. Develops from a
Boom.
flower and contains
Wait.
seeds.
Yeah, so Fran is anti-pumpkin carving. She thinks it's a waste of time. So she bought paint so the kids can paint their pumpkins.
Yeah.
Which is fine. They're really
Yep.
cute, especially the 4-year-old. Little Jimmy John can
Yep.
barely hold a freaking paintbrush. But
Yep.
my oldest had the argument. She's like, Dad, how are we going to cook pumpkin seeds? That's a great question, oldest daughter. We would need to carve pumpkins, or at the very least, find pumpkins to open up to bake the seeds.
Think one pumpkin yields enough pumpkin seeds to feed a family. So all you'd have to do is carve one pumpkin, get the guts out, and roast those. Secondly, I'm fully with Fran on this. I think carving pumpkins is not only a disaster from the mess perspective, but also The general term carving should never go along with anybody under the age of, I don't know, six. Even like my most mature child, my 6-year-old, should not have anything to do with the term carving. So I'm thinking of Jimmy John holding like those plastic kit knives that you get to do this. And like that just sounds like a recipe for an emergency room, which you don't want to visit on Halloween or near it.
Except when dad bought every power tool that DeWalt makes,
Do
and I
you go
can cut through
after the
those things
pumpkins with the
that
power tool?
way. Yeah, I let the kids, they're basically pumpkin engineers, and I'm the work. Like, I'm the labor force coming in behind them. They'll help me clean, separate the seeds, separate the goo, intentionally throw goo on the window and walls
No, you
and
do
floor,
not.
and their parents. My kids have done it in the past. They think it's really funny. It's my favorite thing about Halloween. But Super Dad comes in with a jigsaw and just murders that thing. I might add in a few details that they might have missed, but it's usually a pretty good time and much cleaner version. They do ask to use it every year, and I obviously say no, but
So now Fran has
it's
said not,
effective
she
every
put a
time.
kibosh even on that.
Well, I was out of town for the last 4 days, so she's like, "We got the pumpkins done." I was like, "I knew you were gonna do that."
Dude, again?
Not that I want
More
to be involved in
work
pumpkin
travel?
painting.
More work travel?
More work travel. Yeah, it's been good.
Where'd you go? Tell the
But didn't fly
stories.
Southwest. Didn't fly Southwest, and boy, what a difference! Nobody farted on that plane intentionally,
Great.
and then sprayed it.
Great.
Everybody had an assigned seat.
You know what? I bet somebody did pass gas on that plane, but I bet they're just so classy and rich that it didn't smell.
Just the level of professionalism with Delta versus quite literally anybody else aside from a charter plane is second to none. It's incredible the difference. They thanked us for choosing them. Can you imagine that? And I actually felt like, I'm like, "Hey, thanks for having us. This was great.
No, it was a
What are you
good
guys
time.
doing after?"
It's
Was phenomenal. I loved it. I'm like, "This is, I will pay the difference. I will absolutely pay the difference between Delta and every other flight."
Now, let me ask you this. You live in Western Michigan, and so when you choose to fly, let's say that larger airline, do you always essentially what you're doing is I admit to the fact that I either have to go through Detroit or Minneapolis, or when you fly like a Southwest, for example, there's more nonstop. So you're essentially admitting like I'm gonna deal with what's being told to me, and I'm gonna have to connect just for the sake of the better experience.
There is a fine line there. If there's a direct flight, we have the we specifically got the, is it Frontier, Frontier? I don't know if it's fancy or not, but it's a direct
You do
flight
not
down
just
to,
suggest it's Frontier.
I think it should be down to Florida, because of like, you're sitting in metal bus seats for 2.5 hours, which I'm fine with because it is a direct flight with children. If you throw a four, well, at the time, 3-year-old, especially when my girls were younger, holy cow. You talk about trying to get somewhere as fast as humanly possible, that would be it. You're going to
Well,
sacrifice quality over speed.
so you would rather sit on metal bus seats in on Frontier. I've never heard it before like that, and I'm never going to unhear it, unfortunately, for Frontier. And I'm never going to say it differently. You unfortunately have the like most epic comparison for that too, because your older two are super close in age, and in their prime of like terrible flying years, you were finishing your career in Germany. And so not easy places to go to get your young family. So I feel like you of all people to have like a thought and an opinion about how to travel young children, yours is like the ultimate qualifier for me, because I'm like, dude flew his family to bleep in Germany like several times over the years when they were just in prime ages of challenge, and you did it. So if you're gonna tell me it's easier to fly continental US nonstop with children, I'm gonna say yes.
Hold on, let me be clear. It was easier to fly the children than it was Fran. When I said, "Hey, we're moving to Germany for 6 months," she said, "The F we are. How do we get there? Because I'm not flying." So yeah, it was easier to fly the children than it was my
Maybe
wife.
because she knew that she was going to be the one flying with them mostly by herself. Was that not the
Yeah,
case?
actually.
What do you
Oh, it's
have?
not Crackin' Fridays. I
A
can't
Spindrift.
advertise
I
for it.
have a mojito, which is NA, an NA mojito.
Hold on, we did fall in on a Thursday, so this is NA Thursday. I
NA
didn't even
Thursday.
realize that.
You didn't even know, and you already did it. Good for you.
Well, just for the record, I did bring backups just in case that was on a play.
You can
It'd
do
be
whatever
awesome
you
if you were
want.
like,
You can do whatever you want, but your
oh,
first
yeah.
instinct to do the sparkling water would be the best, would be a great NA option. This is a brand that sent me a bunch of stuff. It's called Hoplark. And
You're still ripping through those? How much did they send?
dude, these people are so generous. They're
Oh,
super
okay.
generous. I can't believe it. So they actually do, this is almost like a cocktail in a can. And I think if you put this over ice in like a glass with like a sprig of something something, it would be delicious. Do you like mojitos?
What is that?
This is a
I do
mojito.
not.
You don't like
I like
mojitos?
mint, but I don't like that's too much mint. I live my life, I think we talked about it before. I live my life based on what Costco tells me to buy. So Costco told me to buy Spindrift,
Yep.
and these things are amazeballs.
I have a poor relationship with Spindrift. One of my girlfriends ran the Boston Marathon after I had left Boston, and I like to pop back up there to see them, support them from time to time. And I returned for this Marathon Monday one year, and it was like someone jettisoned this group of girlfriends back to high school, because here I was in a convenience store on the side in Chestnut Hill, buying Spindrifts and nips and pouring out some of the Spindrift and putting like vodka in it and then drink and being like, yeah, go. And then I felt horrific and I will never be able to taste Spindrift the same way again. So to me, a Spindrift is a canned cocktail. I can't undo
Problems.
it. You know how you just do that?
Also, why do they not, but why do they not sell? We were talking about this during our travels. Why do they not sell Spindrift or just any type of bubbly water in convenience? Try to find one at a gas station. I have never seen it. Never.
That's more of a Spindrift issue, no? Like
Oh, no, I've
they're.
never seen, I've never seen, well, what's another bubbly? Like a bubbly. I've never seen a bubbly anywhere. I think it's Coke and Pepsi just being like, and all these
No.
places, they have to be.
Dude, did you
Is it
know
not?
Celsius is a Pepsi product? Did you
I
know
do
that?
know.
I didn't. I actually didn't until this week, because I'm constantly with the Celsius on Good Morning Football. And I finally just said to, because they're really crazed about us with my paper cups and the coffee and whatever. And I was like, why don't you guys freak out when my Celsius can is up here? And they're like, well, it's a Pepsi product. And the NFL is
Oh, no
all Pepsi. And I was
way.
like, no way. Like,
Green light.
yes, I had no idea. So, anywho, if you wanna, this is like summer in a can, even though it's October 30th. And so, if you like this Hop Lark, it's caffeine free and alcohol free. The other one that I've been having is this Best Day Brewery. I actually had one last night, which is an NA beer. However, the tricky part about the NA beers is some of them say like 0.05%. Like, there's something about it that does like have a whisper of alcohol in it. But some of them are straight up just like 0.00000. So, it just depends on what you need. This is pretty good though. This is kind of like
How do
drinking
they
a
do?
Spindrift, to be honest.
I mean, we could go off on a tangent, but how do they truly get rid of the alcohol? I'm sure ChatGPT could tell me pretty quickly, but it's not
Yeah.
like they'd reach in the bucket and pull it out. It's not like
You
they
just
threw it
sounded so Canadian.
through a siphon.
Pull it out.
Pull it
I think
out.
it's how they make the drink. I think doesn't
I
the.
wonder.
I
So
don't know.
I've never actually had the NA beer. Fran got tricked one time. She crushed two of them during a. We went to a Griffins game.
What's
She's
that?
like, oh my gosh, these are so good, but I gotta be careful. I'm like, that's an NA. She's like, what?
What's
So
a Griffins
what I mean
game?
by what's that?
What's a Griffins game?
The Griffins. It's the AHL affiliate to the Red Wings.
Oh,
And
cool.
they're in Grand Rapids.
Oh,
Great
nice.
product, great team. It's a
Great.
pretty good organization.
Great.
I asked them if I could play. They said no. But yeah, I wonder if I would have that mental, like, I know I'm drinking a beer, so I know I'm supposed to go into a certain frame of mind. Would that still apply? To a degree, obviously not full blown, but how much is the placebo
Do
effect?
you get this? Does this happen to you if you drink like a Corona? I think the last like 2 inches of a Corona are trash. Like
Or death?
it runs out. It's a lure. It happens to me
It's
about
terrible.
75% of the way through an NA beer. I think you either kind of have to like crush it because it's like cold and it's delicious and it just has to like
Sure.
satisfy what you're looking for. But that's my.
Okay, I feel that way. I feel that way about these. Like, if you have any other brand, if you get halfway through, the carbonation's gone,
Yeah.
try taking a sip. It's terrible.
No.
They're nothing without the carbonation.
But I'm a guzzler, so that's actually like works in my favor, because I will like drink things so fast, which
Brag
is,
much?
I know, right? It's on my resume. Okay, let's focus. Look at us. We've already lost 17 minutes, even though that was productive. Halloween Eve. And I can't believe I missed on
Hold
this.
on.
When?
Did you just coin a term or is that really a term?
I'm certain the two words together have been uttered
Wait,
before.
what did you just say Halloweenies?
No, I said Halloween
Oh,
Eve.
I swear you go, all right, Halloweenies, in like speaking to people that are super into Halloween. That's what, okay, Halloween Eve, two words, got it, noted. Making the change mentally now. I swear, I thought you said, all right, Halloweenies.
Halloweenies, this is
Who
how
is
we're
she
gonna
talking
get ready. This is how we
to?
are going to sort our candy so everybody can have either a nut-free experience or their traditional, like, allergen option. No, Halloween Eve. So everybody's kind of mentally
Eve.
preparing. But I
Got
said
it.
this at the end of, I think it was my show yesterday or what. They're all blending together. To my right, because I'm lazy and because I'm not as picked up as my husband, who you're best friends with, is a, I'm going to describe this to you and then I want you to tell me what movie it's from. I have like 20 cans, empty cans on my table in the studio to my right. And wouldn't you know it, I've stacked them into like, I've begun to stack them into a perfect pyramid. And I'm like beginning to, and what movie would this remind you of if you saw like a huge stacked tower pyramid of cans,
Mighty
empty?
Ducks. That's a shot
Yes!
in the dark.
Yes, Chris!
Actually, did I nail
But here's what I'm wondering. Do you have a memory? Is it Mighty Ducks 2? Is it when they had Luis Mendoza and he was the speed
Mighty
skater and
Ducks
he
2,
couldn't
yeah.
stop?
Yes.
Luis!
Arguably the
Stop!
greatest Disney movie of all time.
And he couldn't, and he just kept crashing into the wall. So they got the cans out. First of all,
Yes.
what a horrific job for like the PA on that movie to just keep setting those cans up. But also, what a
I
scene.
agree. My 4-year-old became obsessed with that movie last year.
Yeah,
So, like any most 3-year-olds, they just watch things over and over and over and over again.
yeah, yeah,
And he goes,
yeah.
"I want to watch the ducks. I want to watch the ducks." So we'd always put Mighty Ducks, which at first I'm like, "This is amazing. Like this is
Yeah.
fun for me to watch. It's nostalgic. I remember
Always
every
number
line of that
two? Did
movie."
he was he obsessed with number two?
No, he all right. So he liked number two because mostly because of the Bash Brothers. Because we've
Nice.
got a neighborhood kid. They're the same age, and we started calling them the Bash Brothers. So he's
Yeah.
like.
Wait, is that
That's me and
me?
Pierce. Got it. And then also the Zamboni. The kid's obsessed with Zambonis.
Yeah,
So
and
I
scoreboards.
don't know if he'll actually ever play hockey, but he will be at a rink to some degree doing
Great.
something with hockey, most likely driving the Zamboni and trying to take it home.
Perfect.
So yeah, we watched that countless. I would honestly, and this is no exaggeration, probably he's probably seen it 35 times. It was
Good
a
for
daily
him.
movie, and
Good for
he'd
him.
go through the whole thing.
So we on
But
Good
yeah.
Morning Football had a bargument about Sandlot, or the Vikings were playing the Chargers, so LA, Minnesota, and we try to find a question that like has both, places in for like a fun question on the show because we don't take it too seriously. And it was Sandlot, which honestly I did not really track the fact that that was like an LA-based movie, but fine, I'd have to rewatch it, or Mighty Ducks. And I immediately thought like, I mean, the entire table's gonna agree on Mighty Ducks, first of all, because it's three great films into one
That's the
franchise.
obvious choice.
And like Sandlot's
The
fine,
Sandlot
but
didn't become a Major League Baseball team.
you're exactly right. And now that team is like 20 miles from my house, Anaheim.
Also, side note, before we get too deep, the Luis Mendoza actor is the same guy that plays, or what's the Jet? Richie Rodriguez, the Jet, the guy that
Okay.
goes on to play in the major leagues, the majors. Sorry, I don't know baseball.
Dude, you are reading my mind because speaking of looking things up on the internet, I had this thought, and in my like ultimate nervousness of not saying anything like too dumb out on live anything, I thought that that was the case when I was doing this
Yeah.
by myself one day this week, and I didn't say it out loud, and I thought I remembered that. Thank you for validating it. You keep talking about Luis Mendoza, and I'm gonna do it again because I want to shout out the actor. What a versatile, athletic
So that was
actor.
we did one time Fran and I had a couple glasses of wine while watching the movie.
Yeah.
Ended up it was too late, so we put little Jimmy John to bed, but we're like we were so into the movie, we're like, well, let's finish the movie. But if you go from a timeline perspective, even just the hockey scenes, I know that Disney sports scenes in general aren't
Yeah.
the most properly choreographed. But if you go, like, if you just remove all of that and you talk about they created Team USA from a peewee house hockey league and then intertwined a kid from LA that can't stop, a kid that had never played hockey that was a figure skater, a random girl that was his sister that was apparently part of the deal to bring this kid over. And then a kid from Texas that was so good with the puck that he should be in the NHL. None of it makes sense. It does not make sense. And
Yeah.
these are the young ladies and gentlemen representing the country playing Iceland. I don't know if Iceland has a professional hockey team, or at least if they do, I have never heard of them. And I've been at a lot of international events, and they have not been a part of it.
Yeah.
So what the heck, Disney? I get it's a movie, whatever, but
I
it's just
mean,
so it's kind of fun to carve that up and say, okay, this is so far off.
so many great
You
things
got the
just bubbled
name?
up from what you just said. I think first and foremost, the second you see the castle and the twinkling lights, you have to essentially believe half of what you're about to see. That's just like a blanket statement that's going to have to occur for you. Secondly,
I know, but it's a real sport.
the ant, that's true. The ant, the actor's name is Mike Vitar, and I'm just going to call it that. He is 46. He was born in Los Angeles. And how about the ultimate flex of all flexes? Mike Vitar was spotted in line at a school carnival by a casting director and just said, like, Pluck, we're going to put you in just an absolute run of films and TV shows. However, he was only active from 92 to 97, and then he hung up the skates. That's it. He was like,
no way.
Done, tracked it. And now he's just the better person than all of us because he's a firefighter.
Oh, I think I did know that.
That's so cool, Mike Vitar.
That's actually really cool. There's got to be a 30 for 30 on this kid. He played in two major, major Disney sport movies and then decided, you know what? I'm going to serve my community and my fellow man and save lives and rescue kittens. I've got it. Look up who is the other fighter, part of the Bash Brothers. He is married to, because we got into this too. And of course, my wife wins every single celebrity game that is known.
Nice. Yeah, she's pretty good.
The celebrity, the guy that played one of the Bash Brothers, not Fulton Reed, the other guy,
okay.
He is married to the lady from, Frozen, the Let It Go. She sings the Let It Go, Idina Menzel or something like that.
Yep.
And looks completely different. Like most of those characters we've seen them on, they've been making a resurgence in some of the Disney stuff.
Yep.
But he, I think those
Fulton
two guys
Reed,
are probably,
who was the other Bash Brother? I don't know his name. Not guy. Not Gee. Dean?
I'm really embarrassed to not know this.
Oh, Dean Portman.
Off the top of my head.
Is the character's name.
Dean Portman.
His real name is Aaron Lohr. And wow, he's married to Idina Menzel. Sidebar, back to Mike Vitar real quick. On Wikipedia, he does have a legal troubles tab, so let's not put him on some pedestal that we know that he might not belong. So anybody who has controversies or legal trouble on their Wikipedia page, immediately I'm like, oh boy. So just hold your own opinion about Mike Vitar, everybody. Aaron Lohr, no issues right now on his Wikipedia page, so we can talk about him. I didn't know he was married to Idina Menzel. That's pretty cool. After she was married to Taye Diggs. That's the marriage that I knew about. Everybody in the chat, there's three people in the chat who said that they heard me say Halloweenies. So maybe I did coin a new term.
I actually think it kind of makes sense.
Halloween.
And I will continue. I will call all my nieces and nephews tomorrow night when everybody's at our house or in our garage. All right, Halloweenies, let's get ready for trick or treating. We're still undecided on bobbing for apples.
Okay, so we didn't carve pumpkins this year, and you're not going to swap spit. I think that's good.
Halloween has just completely changed.
Do you have any like power ranking you'd like to throw out there about candy and or scary movies? That's kind of been the theme of the week.
I was offended when you said it earlier. This is the only candy ever that should be handed out at Halloween.
Well, that would be boring.
Also, okay, here's an issue. Is this considered candy or chocolate?
I don't understand people that have this issue with the differentiation. It's all candy. It's all candy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Like, chocolate is purchased in, like, a chocolatier store, preferably, like, on a fancy street San Francisco or like Hershey, Pennsylvania.
There's nothing on here that says candy. It doesn't say Reese's candy cup. It says Reese's miniature milk chocolate and peanut butter.
Also, you bring up a great point there. I say Reese's.
Reese's cup drop. What?
I say Reese's. Like my Reese's drops off and how I say it. You say Reese's.
It's a Reese's cup. Do this to me. It's a Reese's cup. I've never noticed that. Son of a gun. I've actually never noticed that.
It's
crap.
Like roof or bagel or bagel. It's Reese's.
Chipotle?
Well, my spouse says chipotle, which is annoying as AF.
Okay, that is to be clear, that's just annoying. Wilson being Wilson.
I say chipotle.
At 10:30. Okay, the people that say chipotle drives me up a freaking
what is that?
Tree.
I think they just don't think they can read. I just don't think they realize there's an L in there.
I might be adding myself to that class of people by saying Reese's.
No. There's a lot of people out there. We were doing the video for GMFB about the candy, and someone in the comments wrote, like, why does she keep saying Reese's wrong? So this is when it came up. So I'm like, I do think it's a split decision. I do think some people say Reese's like me, and then a lot of people do say Reese's.
I don't think
Reese's.
Anybody says that. No, I think you're wrong there.
Reese's.
I think nobody said. I mean, if you look at it, yeah, 100% it should be Reese's. Reese's?
Reese's. Like, isn't there an apostrophe?
Reese's cup. Yeah.
So
Also, who's Reese? That's a great question. It's one of those labels you've never actually fully looked at. Like, how does Reese get a freaking the
Who's
best candy,
Reese?
or damn it, the best chocolate named
No,
after
it's
them
candy,
ever?
dude, and it's okay. And Reese's Pieces. Reese's Pieces. It also makes you say pieces weird. Like, also, those are
So it is
gross.
Reese's case M point. Yeah, I don't really like Reese's because that's more candy to me because it has a candy shell.
Shell. Graham.
M&M's are 50-50 split decision because it has a hard exterior candy shell, as noted on the label, with a chocolate interior.
All right,
So
you're getting all
50-50,
stand down
mud
on your
blood
peanut
all
butter.
day. There's no candy in here. It's chocolate with peanut butter. Peanut butter's not candy.
It's
Chocolate's not
all
candy.
sugar. It should just be in the candy
Oh man.
department. I guess like a
I
cake is a
want some
candy.
per Could you imagine if some French chocolatier is watching this right now and he's like, I freaking sell Reese's on the
Yeah.
side of the street in France. He's
You
a
know what?
problem
You
with
know
you,
what
and so
my
do
You know
I,
what
because now
Manti
I'm just
does?
frustrated
You
with
know what Manti
myself.
does? He gets the
Bicep
thin,
curls.
yeah, with just 50-pound bags of Reese's. Reese's.
Yeah.
He gets the thin Reese's and he puts them on s'mores.
Oh yeah, my kids started doing it. That is truly incredible. Absolutely
I was
the most
shocked when I
incredible
saw
invention
it.
since the original s'more.
When you guys were visiting us and we did the s'mores thing, his family does the s'more thing, and they're the ones that showed me that place with the fire and the beach. And so I had just engaged with the Teo family with the s'more making, and then you guys visited. And we're like, let's go do this awesome experience. And he brings his own little separate bag of Reese's.
He is a true professional in
Yeah.
every.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny to his credit, when I first came out there, I was like, "You've been doing this for 30 years." He's like, "No, I started like 3 months ago." I'm like,
Yeah.
"Oh my God." And then I asked him about his bicep routine,
Yeah.
which he still hasn't sent me. I'm a little upset about that.
I think he's worried about
He's worried about me.
engaging in the bicep routine. Like, don't hurt
It didn't make
yourself.
sense. You know how they say like bees, like the anatomy of a bee shouldn't be able to fly? Like nobody's bicep should be that big.
Never heard that
Like he
about
just
bees.
leads with a bicep. I'm
I've
pretty
never
sure I
heard that
heard it
about
one
bees.
time, maybe from the B movie, but that was also Seinfeld. So
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
Same reason that, or maybe what was the biological version for fruit? Oh no, the shit, what did you say
Botanical,
earlier?
botanically speaking.
Botanical.
Botanically
Maybe
speaking.
botanically speaking, bees aren't supposed to fly.
Okay, so Halloweenies, I have a question for you.
Yes, it's
What is
sticking.
your do you have I'm supposed to be finding a picture actually for GMFB from my youth of me in a Halloween costume. And a couple of issues with that. I'm not really a big look back at old pictures of my childhood person. I don't know what that is. It's not like there was some crazy trauma there. I just think it's like kind of boring.
Also,
Also,
you
I
just
don't
look at your 6-year-old and you're like, oh, that's me
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm
30
just
years
you just go do things, so then
ago.
I'll just watch my childhood in front of my very eyes.
Yeah.
But also, I wouldn't know where to find them because my parents are kind of constantly on the move. That being said, it did make me think of some costumes from when I was a child. And my sister was on yesterday, and we were talking about a year in which she, in the ninth grade, went to school as Dr. Evil.
What? In ninth grade?
Full bald cap, gray unisuit,
Whoa.
and the cherry on top, which I know you'll appreciate. She played the cello. She's like a beautiful cellist. And that day, Halloween was on a Tuesday that year, we had all school chapel. And that girl sat up there in the orchestra, first chair cello, and played her cello with the Dr. Evil bald cap. And I was like, dude, your level of self-confidence. And she was like, no, that's not what it was. It was my epic level of lack of awareness that that was like literally the lamest thing I could have done. And it was also the year of
Bald
our,
cap on.
the yes, it was also the year of our Lord of Britney Spears coming out with Baby One More Time. So everyone who was a female in a school that we had to wear uniforms was in the skirt and the tied shirt and the pigtails. And here this chick comes walking into the school with her cello and her hard case, ready to play in front of the entire school with her Dr. Evil outfit on. It was incredible. But that year, I was a Lifesavers role, I think, for
That's on
Halloween.
brand.
My mom made
That is
all of my
candy.
costumes. That is candy.
I think we've talked about that because, yeah, when I think for your wedding, when we were at your parents' house,
Oh,
I
yeah.
discovered that your mom was a quilter
Yeah. She made all the
because my
napkins
mom,
for our wedding.
oh, that's pretty good because there was just a few people at your wedding. Yeah, because my mom, my grandma owned a quilt shop growing up, and my mom's a huge quilter. She taught us minor flex. But yeah, same thing. She made all of our costumes
Oh,
growing up
you quilt?
and continues to make them for the children.
You quilt?
Well, I can quilt. I don't quilt. I got enough stuff going on, but I've been known to hem a few stitches, hem a few seams, hem a few seams.
Who seems You know your way around a
Seen a
sewing
few
machine,
hems.
is what you're implying.
Yeah, now they've got, my mom just got a new one, not to get too deep into it, but it's pretty much automatic. Like she can connect her computer, basically her phone to it, and just go boop,
Yo, our mom
done.
should be friends because my mom got a new one of those too, and it's like really fancy. She was showing the girls, like, you just type your name in here and then psh, spits it out.
Yeah.
I was actually trying to get her to make some no break sweatshirt for me and get some free labor going in here.
So, oh, there you go. So was the Lifesavers costume your number
Lifesavers, I
one as a
really liked
child?
my, I think my number one. Okay, so Lifesavers would have been number three for me. My number two favorite costume was Dorothy with like handmade, she like put glue on
Age.
shoes and like put the red sparkle shoes on. Like it was such a cute outfit. My favorite one that I ever wore.
Hold on, what's age? We gotta get ages,
Oh,
ages, ages.
let's see here. Lifesaver was like the sixth grade, maybe. Dorothy was maybe the fourth grade and third grade. Drum roll, my favorite was
This is number one.
Bam Bam from the Flintstones. No, Pebbles,
I
Pebbles, 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 Pebbles with the bone hair clip.
like Bam Bam better.
No, Pebbles, Bam, Pebbles from the. And I had she. We didn't have dogs growing up, so the fact that she had to go like buy a box of dog bones, she hot glued it onto a hair clip. And what I just thought was the fanciest thing ever was like my leopard print one shoulder dress, and I was like, oh. And I got to be barefoot, which was really exciting for me because I felt like I was breaking the rules. Now it's gross that I think about it. That was my favorite one ever. And I wish the Flintstones were prevalent still because I would love to make my middle child specifically, well, she should be Bam Bam, and then the other one can be Pebbles.
I imagine going over to like a friend's house now, and he's like, "Oh, these are my two daughters. This is Jacko and Jamie, and one of them is Dr. Evil, and another one's a lifesaver." Just like, "Huh? Okay."
Right. And like, of all the popular things that came out of Austin Powers, the references, the fact that she hard committed to that is incredible. You could have been, the Heather Graham character, Austin Powers himself. You could have been so many Frau
Actually, yes.
Farbissen for crying out loud. No, she was Dr. Evil. It was incredible. Good for her. Shout out to just having like an unabashed self-confidence as a kid. And she likes to look at it not as that, but like it had to be that. There had to be some part of that. What are
I
your three
also just
favorite
like
costumes?
I assumed what's that?
Go with your costumes after you say this thought.
Oh, I was gonna say I assumed that Austin Powers, because it came like we were relatively the same age when it came out. Like that was a middle-aged guy's movie. Like the humor in it.
Totally. Like,
That's not meant for a ninth grader. And
no.
then to be
And
like, oh, I
we,
love this movie so much, I'm gonna go
yes.
as Dr.
It's so
Evil.
inappropriate. If we watched it back now, we'd probably clock like at least 50 more jokes that did not register at the time. At
100%.
least.
Absolutely.
We
It was
should
good
do a
humor, though. I
rewatch.
do
We
like
should.
Michael
There's a
Myers.
great podcast out there called Rewatchables with Bill Simmons, and he does this exact thing. He gets people to rewatch movies and like they have to come with intricate reports about the said film. And it's like you essentially listen to them just break down the film for like 90 minutes straight.
That would be pretty good. You have to at least drink a bottle of wine beforehand. Not that I'm encouraging it, but it makes it a lot better, a little bit easier to
A lot
watch, and you do
funnier.
notice things that you normally wouldn't. My top three, I've probably got to do. Three and two would be the same, considering I did it for I think 10 straight years. I know it's going to sound cliche and cheesy, but I went as a hockey player. But for good reason, if you were a hockey player, you could wear your rollerblades and you could get to houses exorbitantly faster.
Dude, so many questions
And you
about this.
just
Did you have, did
amplify.
you change the
That is,
player? Or did you just say, I'm
it
a
was
hockey
kind
player?
of, you would just wear whatever jersey the team
And
you're
I'm a
on.
hockey player. Okay,
And you would say,
second
yeah, I'm a hockey
question.
player. I mean, it's pretty. I do. I've got one of those weird, not quite, I wouldn't call it a core memory, but like memory from Halloween and trick-or-treating. We had kind of this weird, arrogant neighbor growing up. And he goes, "Didn't you go as this last year?" And I'm pretty sure he denied me candy. I'm not kidding. And I was probably like 9 or 10 years old. And
Yeah.
just remember thinking, like, I don't know how to
Trauma.
talk to adults yet. So I'm not going to answer
Yeah,
this
you
question.
just
I
skated
think I just
off.
skated away,
Yeah.
backwards skated
Couple
away.
things. I know my way around a pair of rollerblades, certainly not the way that you do, but I will say this. Isn't it like darn near impossible if you're like anywhere close to being like a rookie roller skater, rollerblader to get up and down like the Midwest stairs that lead up to someone's front? So you gotta like, how do you get up there? And then you're just
Just go
like
90. No, just go 90, turn 90. Imagine wearing a giant set of skis. I mean, not that you would go upstairs with skis, but just turn 90 and you just
Turn
kind of shuffle your
90.
way
Is that
up.
a hockey term that
Turn
you say with
90.
skates? Turn 90. And then
I
that's
don't
for
know. I don't know
sure
the
a hockey
equivalent would be.
term.
Pivot,
Turn 90.
turn 90. I've been doing this for a little bit and I don't think I've ever heard turn 90, but yes, that is a hockey term and that's what we go with and that's what we
So
say.
is
You say that to any hockey
Halloweenies.
player, they know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. And I think I don't really have, I mean, again, I don't think we really got too into Halloween, but I remember, well, I don't remember being dressed as this, but I remember the photos looking back and my mom had made a spider, not a Spider-Man costume, a spider costume. I think I was 3 or 4. Yep. So when I pulled my arms
Oh,
up,
that's
three
really
legs on this
cool.
side and then three legs on that side would all pop up.
That's really cool.
So I do remember, I just remember looking back at photos and being like, that was
That's a cool
pretty
costume.
impressive. So then fast forward to my mom making costumes for my daughters, who always wanted to be something with Disney. You talk about movie quality, probably would find the same version on the set had these been real movies. Dresses and what was the other one? I think like a Jimmy John went as Flounder
Oh,
2 years ago. And it was, she found the exact fabric so it would stay in line. So it was like his face came out of his chest and the tail came out of his butt. I mean, incredible, incredible. Oh, the other one was he went, they went as Elsa, Anna, and
And
what's the snowman?
Olaf, I remember
And
this. That was a
Olaf.
fantastic year.
That was a really, really good one. Really good one. So shout out to my mom for being a phenomenal seamstress because that stuff does not happen overnight.
For sure. That is an excellent example. I'm with you on the flounder situation. This is last year. I'm going to cut Wilson out of it, but this is Nora last year as flounder.
Oh my
Wait, wait,
gosh.
there she is. You can kind of see her. There she is. So the flounder for the baby costume is real cute, but the fact that your mom handmade that is like incredible. That's just such a
Should we
flex.
have photos pre-uploaded? I don't know if this is even a thing yet for us
Chris.
to.
Yes, the answer to
I
that
feel
is
like.
yes. And I feel like every television professional that I've ever worked with is currently throwing something at the computer, the fact that you just said
It's
that,
just like,
because
I told you.
that would be called producing the segment. And yes, we should.
Here, I
Yes,
was
we
able to
should.
pull it up just because it's a year. Oh my gosh, he's such a turd.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, your mom made that? That's
Yes, made that.
incredible.
And then he
That's
would walk
incredible.
around, but the way he would walk, it would look like that's probably got a.
Yeah, that's a
The
video.
way
No,
he would walk,
you're
it was like
crushing it.
he was waddling.
Oh God, that's amazing. God, look at him go.
He's a ham in that one,
Yeah,
but
he's Jimmy John. Jimmy John sub. Ham.
little Jimmy John. But we could spend all day
So
pulling
is
up these photos. Those are
your
good.
spider is the number one.
Yeah, probably just, and I don't, again, don't remember it, but in overall quality, I was like, that was pretty legendary. That
Yeah.
was, I think, to be honest, it's probably sitting in my parents' basement
That's a good one.
somewhere,
Good.
untouched, unscathed.
Somebody's gonna grow into it. Jimmy John will grow into it and then he can wear it. That's awesome. Dude, 42 minutes, no breaks with Jamie Earl. We never stopped. We never lost a topic. And we developed two new terms, Halloweenies and turn 90.
And Reese's. Nobody says that but you.
Who's Reese? Actually, no, we've unearthed one of life's
Who's
greatest
Reese?
mysteries. Who is Reese and why do they own peanut butter cups?
60 minutes.
We
60
should
minutes episode
email
coming
the
up.
Hershey Company. Didn't you play for the Hershey Bears for a minute?
No, I played against them.
Oh.
I got pelted with actual bears. Teddy bear
Really?
toss every year.
Lame.
Every year. Yeah, so quickly, the teddy bear toss is they do it for charity. They donate the stuffed animals to hospitals. And it's a really cool thing. So every year in Hershey, Pennsylvania, which yes, it is actually where Hershey chocolate is, they have the fans bring Hershey or the bears. But people bring them by the droves. So it's every year it's sold out. So I think it's probably 9,000 people, 10,000 people. And the first goal that the home team scores, they throw the bears from all over the stadium on the ice.
They huck
Well,
stuffed
fans tend to
animals.
get or think they get smart and they start putting like the weighted ones. So then I've been on the ice every, probably 6 times, every single time. And you gotta like hide against the glass, like this. It's a real thing. And it takes them, we've actually had to get off the ice. They've taken 20 minutes to clean up all the bears to round them up. They have a SWAT team of skaters that come out and collect. I mean, it's incredible. It's a really cool thing. But yeah, some fans,
They take an
bunch of wise
opportunity to
guys up
throw
there.
something at the opposing
Yeah, it's
players.
ridiculous.
Wow. It's for charity, guys. Come
But
on. What are we doing?
cool.
What are we doing? All right. Let us know next week how the bobbing for apples went or did not go. Are you dressing up tomorrow?
No, I'll be
No.
dressing up as a dad.
Great. Good for
A
you.
dad with a Yeti cup.
Excellent. Excellent. Very excellent. We'll talk next week. I think I'm gonna have a theme next week. I'm not sure how happy you're gonna be about it, but I won't tell you until we get closer to it or until you find out what it is. Because it's
If you
like
say any anything.
No, it's not. No, we're still going to do Crack It Friday and we're going to go back to our regular Fridays next week. Tomorrow, I got to figure out how I'm doing no breaks because I'll be on the airplane with my little flounder. So I think I'm going to do like a pre-tape of my GMFB prep for my costume and then just post it.
Only a woman can say on airplane with your flounder. Because if we say it, you're canceled. 100% canceled.
My child, have a happy Halloween, Halloweenies. Shh.
Bye, Halloweenies.
Bye, Halloweenies. She gone, he gone. No breaks.